Hello and welcome to another episode of the Menswear Style Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Brooker, and on this episode, I'm going to talk to Benny Hancock, CEO and Creative Director of Benny Hancock for Men. I'm going to peel off a little info here off the Benny Hancock website. The website, by the way, you can find at bennyhancock.com. Benny Hancock is a global industry pro makeup artist who has spent over a decade painting the faces of celebrities, supermodels, and VIPs. Benny is a leading authority on high performance makeup, and having spent years working closely with men's skin, he appreciates how men's skin differs to women's and the look men want to achieve. So, really enjoyed talking to Benny. He talks about his training days down at Pinewood Studios. You can imagine where that conversation went. What the common misconceptions are surrounding cosmetics designed for men, and we also managed to crowbar in a chat about Bruce Willis and Die Hard. So, fascinating guy. I think you'll enjoy that. Before we get into that, though, let me tell you about Hockerty, proud sponsor of today's show. Hockerty is the e-commerce leader in made-to-measure clothing for men, suits, shirts, trousers, blazer, outerwear. Each customer can create his own clothes by choosing from a wide range of styles and fabrics. Their 3D online designer is the perfect tool to visualize clothing in real time. Each garment is made exclusively in Shanghai in Hockerty's workshops, benefiting from a long-time tradition of tailoring and great fabric quality. Hockerty is very proud to offer their recognized expertise at an affordable price while guaranteeing working conditions that respect employees and the environment. The Menswear Style Podcast audience can get 10% discount on their first order. Simply use the code BLGMenswear at Hockerty.uk. So that code is BLGMenswear at Hockerty.uk. That's the website, by the way. So I had a look on their website. It's amazing, some of the blazers and some of the outerwear, and you can chop and choose all your different designs. It's very much a kind of bespoke, tailor your own style. I checked out the code. The code works at the checkout page. So that code, once again, is BLGMenswear, and the website, Hockerty.uk. All right, so don't forget to check out the show notes, menswearstyle.co.uk, and the social at menswearstyle. Crikey, it's a lot of info, right? It's like, all right, I get it. But all the latest fashion news, and our editor, Craig, he's done an awesome article on how to choose the ultimate road trip vehicle. You're thinking of exploring the great United Kingdom, not wanting to risk booking any flights right now? Well, it might be time to do some research on what to look for if you're in the market for a new motor. So check out that article and many more. On the website, menswearstyle.co.uk. All right. Oh, I've nearly forgot. If you want to tell us about your brand and your journey, you want to be on the show, you can email us at info@menswearstyle.co.uk. Okay. Let's get into it. This is a good one. Hope you enjoy it. Here is that interview with Benny Hancock, CEO and Creative Director of Benny Hancock for Men. Well, it's my great pleasure to introduce Benny Hancock, CEO and Creative Director of Benny Hancock for Men, a male makeup and grooming line designed just for men. Benny, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. You were just telling me off air that you got aircon installed, so I'm very, very envious.
Yeah, I've had to turn it off for this podcast, though, because it's too noisy.
So we're just going to sweat away.
It's a bit frustrating, so I'm about to start sweating, I think.
Benny, tell us please who you are and what it is you do.
So my name's Benny Hancock and I am a makeup artist. I've been a makeup artist for over a decade and I decided to recently develop a cosmetic line designed just for men. So I felt like there's such a huge demographic left out because there's so many women's brands out there. And I felt like it was time that we catered for men a little more because there's a lot of grooming brands and things like that as opposed to just makeup. Yeah. So I wanted to put all my knowledge to good use from all the years experience I've had with formulations and things and develop my own line.
Okay. And a little bit about your history. How did you get into the market?
Into makeup?
Into the industry, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so I started out, I was training at Pinewood Film Studios.
No way!
I was training there, which is a world apart from what I'm doing now because it's a completely different world to the fashion and the beauty and editorial sort of markets. But yeah, I trained there and I was there for a couple of years and then I sort of went on to sort of assist a lot of big makeup artists through London and things, and sort of through friends I used to hang out with in sort of East London and stuff, sort of the fashion crowds. And I just sort of grew from there. And then off the back of that, I moved to America for quite a few years. So I was in Los Angeles and working with a lot of celebrities, which is a whole different world again. So yeah, I've sort of done the rounds a little bit, and now I'm back in London.
Okay. Well, I had a whole load of questions written out about how you managed to get the business off the ground, you know, how you're dealing with a pandemic, but I'm just going to do about 2 hours on Pinewood and then we'll move on to that stuff. So I mean, I'm a huge Bond fan. I mean, you know, Pinewood is the home of Bond. Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about your time working at Pinewood.
It was, do you know, it wasn't working, it was training. So it was like, it's like a makeup and prosthetics course. Mm-hmm. So basically it's very intense and you're there full time, like 12 hours a day. So it wasn't actually working on the actual project as such. However, because you're in Pinewood Studios and it is working with talent that works with, I don't know, X-Men and things like that. So some of the prosthetic artists I work with, we're working on massive movies like that. So I got to meet some of them artists, but you would be walking around and you'd see the odd star just sort of walking around, which was very interesting. But yeah, it was more learning the basics of makeup, TV, television, movie, continuity, all them nitty gritty things that people don't realise goes into it as much.
That's nuts. And so were there any films in particular? You mentioned X-Men there. Are there any ones that stood out for you when you were working there? Or, sorry, training there?
That was the only one that was really going on mainly when I was there that I knew of.
Right.
Because it's huge. It's huge. And they've got restricted areas and things like that. So you can only go in certain places.
I know,
but yeah, that's
yeah.
The only one there. I would love to have had the pleasure to have gone on set, put it that way.
Well, I went down to Pinewood for a Bond event. They do like these Pinewood events and they kind of get the Bond actors in and, you know, do loads of book signings and do a screening. But you're right. The rigors and strictures in a place like that, they don't allow you to just kind of walk around, mooch around the grounds.
They're not nice and they'll push you away if you get too close.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, you just have to keep your distance. But it's fair enough. You know, they want to keep it a surprise in the script and things and not have things leak. So I understand.
It's totally understandable. I remember when there was a speech going on stage between two very well-known directors, I should say. I won't name who they were. And I didn't quite know the rules and the layout of the land, so I got my phone out and was taking pictures. And then I could see other people like with their phones out, and they were taking. I was like, wow, I'm just going to record say 20-30 seconds of this. I think it'll be interesting for, I don't know, YouTube someday.
And
the people at my dinner table just gave me the stink eye the minute I turned around. So you imagine I'm right at the front, by the way. So all I'm doing is looking at the actor. I'm not looking at anyone else behind
me. All eyes on you.
Yeah. So when I turn around and like the interview's done and put the phone down, everyone's looked at me like I've just kind of. Oh man, it was horrible. And then security came and deleted it all. And I was like,
they delete it off your phone.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
And the whole entertainment industry is mad in that sense, but you have to respect it because the movies is one element. But then, sort of, I've worked with music artists and things like that as well. So with that world, it's completely different. So they're all for red carpet, social media. It's very different to that world as well, so you have to sort of jump in between the two. It's very, very unusual.
So we'll get on to the range in a minute, but I want to know what like the day-to-day life and the running of the business is like for you now. I mean, do you kind of know what's coming down the week or the month or day-to-day? How does it work?
To be honest with you, because we're an online business and we're fairly new, it's actually, I mean, I'm happy to say it's been really good for us in a way, because everyone's been at home, so everyone's been having a look and wanting to try things out. And we recently just launched our virtual try-on mirror, which basically is the state-of-the-art technology and AI. So basically, you can try the actual product on from your smartphone or laptop camera in live view. So you can actually virtually try them on, see how the product looks on you or color match your shade from the comfort of your own home. So it's literally just launched recently and it's gone down a storm. So in that sense, we've just been very forward thinking and trying to progress and move with what's happening. And it's actually been really good for us. Thank God, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know for a lot of people, it's been very tough.
Yeah, I know. It looks great, by the way. So, I mean, the website people should be checking out, bennyhancock.com, and the virtual try-on mirror. I guess.
Did you give it a go?
I haven't had the chance yet. I'm on it now. I don't know if I can do it while I talk to you. I don't. It might be a bit
probably
distracting.
You need to remember to have good lighting. That's the key.
Right. Okay. So, is this technology that you've developed or software that you've just stumbled across? How did it work?
No, it's AI is quite a big technology. A lot of cosmetic brands are using it. You know, L'Oreal's and people like that have got it on their sites. But yeah, it's something we've developed. It took a little bit of time, but we've developed it with our products. I think it's fantastic. And so many guys compliment how easy it is to find their shade, because, you know, normally if you go to a makeup counter, you have to sort of color match or ask for advice and things like that. Whereas now you don't have to do that with this.
Right.
And I also feel like with guys, it's such a new thing that if they're a little bit uneasy about makeup and the idea of it, or a bit shy about it, they can do it from the comfort of their own home and not feel too conscious, you know?
Nice. How do you feel about combating that kind of, I don't know if we call it shyness or stigma, I don't know how you kind of package that, but how do you feel like you can get guys out of their shell to talk about men's cosmetics more?
I think, to be honest, I think it's already happening.
Uh-huh.
I think it's such an emerging market, and it's every day it's changing. I think with something like this, what we have developed, it's yet again made it even easier, because I think the hardest thing to do is to get guys to try something.
Yeah.
Especially in this sense. I think once a guy's tried something, I guarantee with my formulations, obviously I'm going to say this, but they're going to like the way they look, because that it's enhancing their appearance. So it's just that first initial trying it, and then once someone's tried it, then their confidence is there, and then they're happy about it. I mean, I know loads of guys that have been using their girlfriend's makeup for I don't know how long, and borrowing it from their makeup bag and using it up and things like that, and their girlfriend gets annoyed because they've run out of concealer and things
that.
So it's nothing new. Guys have been using makeup for forever, and like, even back to what I was saying about the movies, guys all wear makeup in movies, even the action movies like Die Hard with Bruce Willis or something, he's got makeup on. Like, people you wouldn't necessarily associate makeup with, or guys wouldn't have before, it's always been there. Red carpets, guys wear it. It's nothing new. It's just now I feel like there's such a turn and it's becoming very mainstream. Mm. But I think that's such a good thing. And I think, why shouldn't guys be able to look good and enhance their appearance?
By the way, that is nuts to think of. I guess if you put like the most masculine image you can think of in the dictionary, it would be Bruce Willis in a bloodied vest hanging out a skyscraper window with a Uzi, right?
That's all makeup.
And then
he's wearing makeup.
Yeah, and then you can trust that and tell someone he's wearing makeup there, and like every dude in the planet will go, "No, you shut your face."
But it's what makes them. That's what I think. It's more of a, not in a patronising way, but it's more of a educational thing. I think it for people to understand or actually know that it's been there the whole time, and it's okay if you have a spot or a blemish, or you've had a heavy night and got dark under eye circles. You don't necessarily want to be going somewhere looking like that. You want to make yourself look quite fresh and alive, you know.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with it, and I think it is. You know, so many grooming things. I think grooming set the tone for it with beards and beard oils and things like that, and it's opened the door even more beauty products and things like that, and now it's got onto makeup and it's doing really well. So
right.
I think it's just a matter of time before it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And by the way, it's no coincidence that when you see red carpet events or you see guys on film or telly that they look great. I mean, because the chances are they spent an hour or so, possibly more, in a makeup chair, getting everything to look right. It's not just someone ironing their shirts, you know, and tailoring their waistcoats or whatnot. It's the whole package, isn't it? So,
oh, it's a whole package deal. I mean, you can't roll out of bed unless you're literally not even from Earth and looking amazing. Like, so they literally enhancing themselves to look the best version of themselves. But the thing with red carpet, I will say, it's different to like what we're offering. They have quite a heavy base and heavy makeup on. So they wear quite a lot of products, because on camera and things, it doesn't show up as much, but you look better when you wear more in them senses. However, what I've done with these products is I've designed formulations that are very lightweight. and very natural. So basically, they're all designed to enhance you, so you look the best version of yourself, and they don't change you, and you don't feel conscious that you're wearing things. So it's all designed just to enhance you, to look the best version of you, and not make you feel conscious that, oh, well, he looks like he's got loads of makeup on. It's not, that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to enhance it, so it's right, very natural, you know.
It's almost like and I'll bring this back around in a second, it's almost like a really good boob job. A good boob job is where you look at them and you go, right, I don't know if they're real or fake. And that is the idea of a good boob job. It's not that to have a boob job, it's not the purpose of it is to have huge boobs and everyone goes, wow, they look fantastic. Exactly. They're obviously fake. It's, anyway.
I get where you're going with
I'll stop there. I'll stop there. So, Benny, can you tell me how, so you've got the idea for the brand. How hard was this to get off the ground, and what was it like getting it from concept to market?
Do you know what? It took a long time. It took 2 to 3 years to develop. I mean, every formulation, every part of it bespoke. I've designed everything from scratch. There's nothing, you know, bought off the shelf and just packaged with a label. It's nothing like that. Mm. I've worked with my labs and things to develop formulations that I like. I've tested everything, and then all the components and things I wanted to work with and make sure I felt like they represented my personality and what I like, because the most important thing for me was to develop a brand that I believe in and that I would use, and I do use. So that's why it was very important to do that. But it wasn't too difficult. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work and a lot of legal things, you know, because it's people's skin. You have to make sure you have all the rigorous testing and things like that. I'm proud to say everything's cruelty-free.
Great.
You haven't done any animal testing and things like that, which I'm really happy about. So, yeah, in that sense, it's, yeah.
Yeah, no, and that's a huge thing now, especially with, you know, brands having to be so transparent about how it all comes to be. And so are the labs in the UK? Are you kind of traveling all over the world? How did that work?
Yeah, all the formulations are manufactured in the UK, yeah.
Right, okay. And yeah. And so when you have like the idea and then you have the package and the finished goods, we're perhaps 2 or 3 years down the road, how do we get this off the ground then? You have to build the e-commerce site, you have to get PR teams involved.
Yeah, it's all a whole process. You're kind of juggling a million things at once. You got a little bit crazy. There was a period in time where I had so much going on in my head that I didn't know which way to turn. But when you come out the other end, it's quite a nice feeling. But yeah, it's once you get to a certain point, it's PRing, just basically getting brand awareness, really, because at the end of the day, you can have an amazing brand. You just want people to know about it. Yeah. And that's the key, really.
And so people should be also checking out your social pages, Benny Hancock for Men on there now. And do you do tutorials as well? Can you tell people how to actually apply this stuff? Because a lot of guys, yeah, I guess, will just be following the lead from their girlfriends or respective partners.
Yeah, completely. On the website, under each product, there's a video of myself
nice.
Showing how I apply the product with tips and tricks. And then we've got a how to use section showing a full start to finish guide on how to use all the products in the order I would. So it's very easy to follow. And we've catered for that because I know it's a new thing. So it was important to make sure that guys do understand, you know, because some guys will be like, what is foundation, or
yeah,
or what, how do I put that brow thing on? So in that sense, it's very helpful, and a lot of guys do say it's really helped them, so we're happy with that.
Well, as I was having lunch today with my girlfriend, I said I'll be talking to you later on, and she was going through the range. Obviously she's naturally very excited about anything makeup. And she goes, oh, he's got everything on here. He's got the foundation, face perfect. He's got the bronzer, the brow definer. And I was like, I have no idea. I'm sorry, I have no idea what any of these things are.
You're like, yep, yep.
Yeah, of course I didn't say that to her. I said, yeah, oh, yeah. When she said there's a bro definer on there, I thought, is that, are you mispronouncing that? Is that a bro definer? she's Russian. well, listen.
Maybe we can call the brow definer a bro definer.
I think so. Yeah, I said, is that a genius bit of marketing, or is that you mispronouncing brow definer?
You might be onto something here. I'll have to take that away.
Yeah. Hashtag the bro definer. So I mean, it must be also everything's new, the brand's brand new. It must be a crazy time to release a brand in this climate. How's the reaction been?
Do you know, it's been fantastic. It's been honestly fantastic because I think, like we said, a lot of people are at home. Everyone's very bored and they're wanting to try new things and entertain themselves. And also, another big thing is everyone's talking on Zoom. Everyone's doing Zoom meetings for hours on end. Right. It's this new thing called Zoom fatigue, they're calling it. And basically, you don't want to be on Zoom looking terrible. So a lot of the guys, they're actually getting themselves ready for their Zoom meetings and Zoom calls. So in that sense, it's still, you know, like normal in a way.
You know, you must have been under the dinner table at lunch when I was talking to Ernestine, my girlfriend, about this. She was saying the same thing because, you know, guys more than ever are kind of now on screen, you know, taking more photos of themselves. It's become more of a kind of photogenic world, if that's the phrase. It's not the phrase.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know what you mean.
Your mug is on everything these days. It's like, and the Zoom everywhere. Meetings. I mean, my girlfriend thought that she would be able to put her feet up with regards to the makeup because she has to work from home. And that was fine for the first couple of weeks. But then they said, oh, we've got to switch to visual. You know, we can't be doing Zoom calls with audio anymore.
No pajamas anymore.
Yeah. And she was like, son of a bitch. You know, she was just having a great time. And now obviously it's up another hour earlier than she wanted to be to, you know, apply all the makeup again. But yeah, no, it's interesting that guys are also having to follow suit in a way, you know. They've got to do it as well. And also all the tips that you have on how to present yourself, like you've got to have about 5 or 6 Haynes manuals underneath the laptop so it's not looking like straight up your nostrils. It's kind of at eye level.
Yeah, completely. Good lighting.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, good lighting. What kind of lighting? You got any tips? Have you got any good Zoom meeting tips, please, Benny?
I always try and have a window behind my laptop. And I always try, this sounds crazy, but I always try and make sure it's between 10 to 11 or after lunchtime, because I feel like it's too bright in the middle of the day.
Oh, right.
So I like to either do early-ish morning or sort of mid to late afternoon. I feel like in the middle of the day, it's just too bright and it washes you out and you almost look like you're just eyes and lips. If you've got a beard, it saves you though, because the beard gives you some structure.
Yeah, your chin doesn't just drop off like runny cheese.
Completely. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, even when you're outside, if you do any photography outside, everyone knows like the middle of the day is just like there's
horrible.
Nothing.
You're glaring, you're squinting.
Exactly.
Like, it's not a good time.
It's sunrises and sunsets, as they say.
Exactly.
That's the secret.
Exactly.
Well, listen, Benny, thanks so much for jumping on the podcast. BennyHancock.com. I thoroughly recommend everyone checking it out. And also just the how-tos as well. If you kind of need to get up to speed on how to apply certain products, all the videos are there. It's all clearly defined. And then you've got the try-on mirror as well. So have a blast on
it's
that
It's all
side.
There. It's
yeah,
all there.
Absolutely. Benny, thanks so much for your time. You can turn your aircon back on now.
Thank you.
He's
going straight on.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. All right, mate. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. How about that? Thank you, Benny. Thanks for turning off the aircon. We literally sweat to bring you this content, people. So make sure you're supporting the good guys. Head over to BennyHancock.com and treat yourself or a loved one to some game-changing cosmetics. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. If you like what you're hearing, leave a review. Maybe there's a brand or a person you think would make a great guest. Put your suggestions in a comment on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen. And until next time,